You're into sports, but nothing wrong with a little leisure time. Why not both?
You're going to have a heart attack by the time you're 40 if you don't learn to relax.
It's time for Sports or Leisure on The Zone with Jason Anderson.
is the phone number. 913-3810-810 is the phone number.
I have breaking news for you, Jason.
Breaking news.
The Carolina Panthers are hiring a new head coach.
Sean Payton.
Former Colts head coach Frank Reich.
How about that?
I think I said when he got fired that he'd get hired again this cycle. I don't remember where I said it or who I said it to, but someone disagreed with me.
It was Lebo, wasn't it?
Making this about myself. It might have been like Sterling or something. No. You have to worry about it if it was Sterling.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about it at all anyway, even if it was me. Don't care. Do we have that? Are we able to play that audio on the air that was right there? I know that Beards is doing some stuff on the phone and
yeah, probably,
and everything.
Probably not this exact moment if I'm just kind of guessing where Beards is at right now. And I don't know how much of it's made it into the system here. But
phones and stuff. But I mean, if it's in an email. An electronic mail or something like that. So the phones have now been placed on hold and stuff. So
we got some people, right? We got some people calling in.
913-3810-810. Beard, since you're not doing anything back there, are we able to find this? Is it in the email?
I don't think I...
What? Am I looking for what now?
Willie Gay Jr. perhaps sent back from one Nate Bucati.
But it was probably the entire audio and not that. What was that little clip to do? I was
that,
watching on
that clip was off Twitter.
I haven't gotten anything.
A couple people there have that. So
can you hold it up to the microphone then? Turn it all the way up and hold it up to the microphone?
It was really quiet out of my laptop. But if you give me a second, I can pull it up on my phone and just do one of those.
Was that on Twitter?
I can do that right now. Yeah, sure. Let me do it off my phone, the way the speaker will be.
Was it on Twitter?
Yes.
Who tweeted it?
PJ Green. I'm on it right now. Okay. I'm just doing it from my phone where the volume will be a little higher. Do you want to set it up at all, or I'm going to just
This is Willie Gay in El Locker-Rumo getting ready for the
That's the Bengals defensive coordinator, Jason.
Oh, sorry. Here's Willie Gay in the locker room. It's about a 40-second clip, and this is going to get some play if you want to turn up his microphone a little bit louder just in case Beards and I'll not talk.
I'm just excited to be playing football, man. That stuff is just what comes with the game, you know. We, like Coach Reed said, we don't do no talking. We just go handle business when it's time to go.
What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most? You've played it a few times.
Nothing.
Okay.
What do you got to do personally? You think you go out there and have your best game? Help team get the seal of this week?
Stop the run, for sure. You know, they're going to try to do that to, you know, act like they can big boy us. But front six, seven, going to definitely do our job and try to slow that down. So.
If you missed that, listen closely. Oh.
Do you want me to just do that part again?
It. Almost had it. Nope, I got it.
It's time to go.
What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most? You've
Nothing.
Played it a few times.
Nothing.
Okay.
There it is. Nothing. Nothing. So about that whole, we're just going to let our play do the talking, and we're just going to go out there and do the things we need to do, and bullets, it doesn't matter. They can talk or whatever, but we're just focusing on ourselves. And then Willie Gay is like, hold my beer. It's a pretty easy question to answer to not, you know, if you don't want to say something. What is it that impresses you about the Bengals offense? Good wide receivers, you know, Joe Burrow. I mean, they're good. We played them a few times, and we know what to expect, and we know how good they are. Next question. What is it that impresses you about their offense? Nothing. Then he doubled down, leaned down into the microphone, and said, nothing. All right, so. Cool. That'll be fun.
At least he didn't say Tyler Higbee.
At least, you know what? He didn't say they were going to lock him up. So, there you go. Didn't say that. We're going to lock everybody up.
I think Spags probably had the more true-to-form answers today. He called Joe Burrow or described him as elite no less than three separate times.
Nifty.
Called him nifty, elite, elite, elite. Said he plays like he has six eyes around his head. You have to have a special helmet for that, I would think.
You would.
But I think the we respect them and we're trying to play is probably the message the Chiefs are trying to send.
Yeah.
And Gay had said something very close to that right before.
Yeah.
The nothing. The double nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. What if he was trying to? I'm saying nothing. All right. I'm not going to say anything to give bulletin board. Damn it. Don't say something stupid. Don't say something stupid. Don't say something stupid. Don't say something stupid. I think they suck. Son of a gun, I did it. I didn't mean to. All right. So there you go. Burrowhead. We hope Mahomes is healthy so there are no excuses. What impressed you about the Bengals offense? Nothing. All right. Talking season. Here we go. Here we go. You've just given them extra motivation in a AFC championship game. It would have been nice to not have that this go around, right?
Yeah, it would have been nice.
It would have been nice just to simply say, okay, well, there was one side doing the talking, and now you got to go out there and play. But Willie Gay, also, by the way, Willie Gay, you were awful in that game the first go around. So I guess if nothing impresses you about them, then how awful do you think your game was in that matchup?
Jason, what really impressed you about the middle of the Chiefs defense in that game against the Bengals? You guys have seen them twice, obviously. And
nothing. Hey, Jason, what impressed you?
You can ask me now. We switched roles.
I mean, Josh.
Thanks.
Hey, Josh, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Josh, what impressed you about the Chiefs defense in the middle of the defense, like with the linebackers and stuff?
Nothing.
Again? Okay.
Nothing.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Nothing. Very little.
Nothing.
Maybe less than very little. Hold on, let me check again.
Negative.
Nothing.
What impressed me was their ability to not be in the right place. That was incredibly impressive.
I really do think Willie Gay walked back to his locker right then thinking, mother bleeper, I really, God, I'm going to, I know what I did. That was, God.
So sorry about that, guys. That's on me.
God, sorry.
All right, let's play what will be an abbreviated version of Sports or Leisure because we got a lot of breaks to catch up on from the press conferences.
Hour-long press conference.
Yes, and such. 913-3810-810. How you play, you get a sports question, you get a leisure question, get them both right, you win. Get either of them wrong, you lose. But the question is out there, available for someone to call in and request. We don't give out the answer until it is answered correctly or we have run out of time, and then we tell you what the answers were that we did not get answered correctly for our questions. And if you get both a leisure and a sports question, you win $25 to Johnny's Tavern.
Hey, Beards, Lebo just sent Willie Gay audio back.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, he did?
just a minute ago.
Is it significant?
No, I don't think so. It's okay. Just yeah, we got the part we wanted to talk about. I just I got a new email. Hey, all right, Willie Gay.
Hey, Bill. If you had to do it over again, would you have the same comments?
It's a totally different scrum this time.
That's right. Just different people show. I don't know what you're talking about. That's so there you go. That's out there and floating, and so yeah, that'll gain some traction over the next 24, 48, 72. Hours or so. All right, let's go through the categories to win some Johnny's Tavern. We have Chiefs postseason. We have a category called Catching Kelsey, which is just a bunch of postseason questions around receptions. Kelsey is not the answer to them. Kelsey is the jumping off point. But the Catching Kelsey, and then we have general NFL questions. All football. What about on the leisure side?
I'm only giving you three categories today because I got two fresh ones that haven't gotten any picked from them yet. So we have the commonly misspelled word spelling bee if you really feel like you need to go that route. But we also have car problems. That's two R's in honor of the Las Vegas Raiders. Some famous vehicles from largely cinema history.
Okay.
And then big cat hunting, which I was prepared for there to be Jaguar questions in here, but mostly these are tiger adjacent questions.
Put down
in light of the Chiefs AFC Championship game opponent.
So
spelling
tiger.
Bee, car problems, big cat hunting.
Needs a little bit of love.
It's beautiful.
Here, kitty, kitty. All right, 913-3810-810. Good to go. Josh, you good to go?
I'm ready to go. Jason Beard, are you ready to go?
I'm sure.
All right, very good. let's go to Chuck, first up, leading us off here on Sports or Leisure on a Thursday. Try to go as fast as we can. Chuck, go right ahead. What's on your Sports or Leisure? What side do you want to start with?
Let's start with leisure, and I guess I'll go with car problems.
Fantastic. Thank you for doing that. Ka-chow! This famous kid-friendly speedster shares a number and a uniform color with Chris Jones.
Chris Jones is all about power.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is all about speed.
Oh, no, Jason. He's not about speed. He is
speed. Lightning McQueen. He's red, red. Yeah, Lightning McQueen is my guess.
Oh, man. We were looking for Jackson Storm.
You were correct. We were not looking for Chick Hicks either. That
what about
was
Cruz Ramirez?
Lightning McQueen. Ever think about that? Number 95, red on white, or white on red?
I hadn't thought about that at all until now.
That.
Love it. Ka-chow. All right, indeed. On to the sports side. Chiefs postseason, Catching Kelsey or NFL?
In honor of the best reality show of all time, I'll go with Catching Kelsey.
Okay, great. After Travis Kelsey, and by the way, Travis Kelsey has 120 receptions in the postseason in his career. He's got 120 receptions and 1,400 yards and 14 touchdowns. He's got a full season worth of postseason games. After Travis Kelsey, who has the most postseason receptions among active players? After Kelsey, active players, most postseason receptions after number 87.
Did they used to be teammates?
I mean, they could have been.
I'll go with the cheetah, Tyreek Hill.
That's correct, Tyreek Hill.
That's incredible, man. Wow.
Tyreek Hill, 91. 91 receptions for Tyreek Hill. 9 more for him. He will be the fourth player in history to have over 100 receptions in the postseason for Tyreek Hill. He needs 9 more. Chuck doesn't need any more answers because he is heading to Johnny's Tavern. $25. Chuck, congratulations. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. There's a winner number one, Tyreek Hill.
Speed gets you. That's what speed do, really.
Speed.
Lightning McQueen to Tyreek Hill.
That's right. And Jerod Dyson somewhere here in our answers.
We'll work at it.
And Terrence Gore. Let's go to Avery next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Avery, sports or leisure, what side would you like to start with?
I'll do cars.
This black and yellow Transformer got a standalone movie in 2018, and the underdog Autobot has been depicted by as anything from a yellow muscle car to a beat up Volkswagen. Easy for me to say.
I mean, that's
Bumblebee.
That's ridiculous.
I thought that was the hardest of the ones that I had. So
really,
that's a ding ding. And Jason, go ahead and just knock Avery off his high horse or his high Transformer here. Then,
well, you put him up there.
I didn't mean. The other ones are also also layups. I'm afraid.
Travis Kelsey had 14 receptions against Jacksonville this past weekend. His 14 are the second most receptions in an NFL postseason game. Two players are tied for the most with 15. Name either.
I feel like I should say Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice would be a great guess, but it is...
I'm gonna guess Jerry Rice.
It is incorrect, though.
Ooh,
Jerry Rice would be a great guess, is who I would guess as well, because he's got a whole lot of receptions, but apparently just not that many in one particular game. Yeah. Avery, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it, sir, as always. 913-3810-810. He didn't let me finish when I said Jerry Rice would be a great guess, but...
It would be a great guess.
Instance, it is not a great guess. Let's go to Charles next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. That question is out there. Charles, sports or leisure, sir?
Let's do let's try the car.
All right, the DeLorean achieved cult classic status with a little help from Back to the Future. That's the easy part. But how many gigawatts did it need to get up to the speed it needed to time travel, and what was the speed?
88.
And how many gigawatts did it take to get to 88 miles per hour?
I'm not sure on that one.
This is a two-parter. This is a cruel two-parter. I thought this one was easier than the Bumblebee question, so that's just a bad judge.
I thought the gigawatts was easier than the miles per hour, to be honest with you. See, if Charles and I were working together, we'd have the right
answer. You'd have this one figured
out. If this was like a team, trivia team, where you get a group of guys together or gals, and you do the trivia night, and you got like a table of people, we would have this question knocked out.
At least I didn't say, what movie is the DeLorean from? Like, I'm trying to up the difficulty level by just a smidge.
That would actually be more difficult than Bumblebee, in my mind.
Anything coming to your mind on the gigawatts?
No, not really.
I'm going to throw a number out there of how many gigawatts you think it would take to get to 88 miles an hour? If you were a doc?
How about 1.21?
Mysterious excellence. Wow, you no-scoped that out of nowhere.
I love that, Charles.
And I think they said 1.21 in the movie. I don't think it was ever. Yeah, that. Huh, interesting. Interesting, Charles.
Pulled that out of my pocket.
Absolutely pulled it right out of the thing that was in your pocket.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. We got to get a quicker hook on these. We got to get Vaudevillian out here.
Charles, onto the sports side. Chiefs postseason, catching Kelce, and NFL.
Let's do general NFL.
General NFL for you. Okay, so Patrick Mahomes had 11 consecutive games with at least 250 yards passing in the postseason. He fell one game short of tying the record of 12 straight games because he did not have 250 this past game because of the injury. Who holds the record of 12 consecutive games of at least 250 yards passing in the postseason?
Is it the really, really obvious answer?
I mean, it could be. Yeah, it depends on what you think.
Why don't you Google it?
It's not Joe Burrow, if you're thinking the obvious answer of who's better than Mahomes.
No, I'm not thinking Joe. I got to go with my gut. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is correct. 12 consecutive games of at least 250 yards passing, and Patrick Mahomes was going to fly by the 250 in the game on Saturday, and who knows where he would end
up. Jaguars.
Damn, those damned, that damned Sasquatch. Charles, will put you on hold and get your information. Congratulations, sir. Well done.
Thank you now. All right.
Absolutely. 1.21 gigawatts to get to 88 miles an hour and to help him get to two questions. All it took was 5G.
But now he gets 25 USD at Johnny's Tavern.
To Johnny T.
At JT's is what I call it.
Let's go to Eric next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB, a little sports or leisure. Eric, what side do you want to start with?
I'll go leisure, the cat question.
This big cat enthusiast rose to fame with the release of Tiger King, but now he's campaigning for his release from prison.
I mean, Tiger King?
I don't need his legal name either. I will take what is essentially his stage name is what I have written down as the correct answer here. It's been just long enough since Tiger King that I figured this might become something people have to dig out from the pandemic corners of their brain.
I'm frozen, dude. I don't have it.
All right. Eric, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. 913-3810-810.
I try to open the categories with the boy, my radar for what are the easy and difficult questions in my own categories still terribly miscalibrated.
I think Bumblebee was easy, was really too easy, and you thought that was the hardest one?
I thought it was more difficult than my Back to the Future question about the gigawatts.
You thought Bumblebee was,
I thought it was more obscure on the Transformer universe,
I think Tiger King is more difficult because I just know him as Tiger King.
It really?
And that's just speaking from my own personal experience. Matt, next up on Sports Radio 810, a little sports or leisure. Matt, what side do you want to start with?
I will try the Tiger King one.
Okay. Could you do me the favor of giving, if not the legal name, the stage name of the Tiger King?
That would be Joe Exotic.
Yes, it would.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, indeed it would.
I thought you needed his legal name.
No, it's like Maldonado or something, I think.
Martin?
It's Mariota, I think.
Is he a catcher?
That's right. Maldonado, what'd I say?
Yeah, Martin Maldonado.
Yeah.
On to the sports side, Matt, we've got...
it is Maldonado. Look at that.
How about that?
Any relation? I'll look up.
Yeah, see if he's related to the catcher. Chiefs postseason, catching Kelce, and NFL.
Is the receptions one still out there?
It is. Postseason? Is that one you would like?
Let's give it a whirl.
All right, Travis Kelce, 14 receptions versus Jacksonville this past weekend. His 14 are the second most receptions in an NFL postseason game. Two players are actually tied for the most with 15. Name either. Jerry Rice was guessed earlier. That is incorrect. You say?
So I think not a receiver. Was it James White?
James White.
Holy bleep.
James White. And want to throw a dart as to who the other one was in the realm of a James White. Local connection. Very local connection.
Oh, Darren Sproles.
That's right. Darren Sproles and James White both had 15. James White had another game with 14.
That's crazy.
Isn't it, though? Is that a winner? That's right.
That's a winner.
Joe Exotic and James White and Darren Sproles all put together.
I mean, come on. What can not use your noodle for here on the zone?
Unlike Joe Exotic, teams could not lock up Darren Sproles.
Hey-o.
Matt, we'll put you on hold. Congratulations, sir. Well done. Heading to Johnny's Tavern. $25 for you. Let's get one more in before we go to a break. Let's go to Ryan next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Ryan, what side would you like to start with, sports or leisure?
Yeah, hello. Let's do sports.
All right, Chiefs postseason, catching Kelce, and NFL.
NFL.
All right, NFL. We have a couple of we have a Chiefs specific NFL question. Then we've got a lot of general. So I just wanted to throw that one out there that we have a Chiefs specific one. But general NFL for you or that Chiefs one?
General NFL.
All right, very good. All right, so let's go with this one. Dak Prescott had his 4-game playoff streak of at least one pass and one rushing touchdown in a game snapped this past weekend. He did not rush for a touchdown. There are two players he was tied with for first place in the 4-game streak. Name either of the quarterbacks.
All right, just one of them.
Either of the you got four straight playoff games with at least a rushing and a passing touchdown. So they'd have to play in that many playoff games, but at least four straight games.
Let's
go.
How about Steve Young?
Yes.
Wow, good pull.
Steve Young.
Good call.
Want to throw a dart at who the other one is? Local connection.
I was going to say Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
There you go.
Patrick Mahomes, Steve Young, and Dak Prescott, all thought of in the same category.
Yeah, really.
Just like Joe Exotic and Darren Sproles.
That's right.
All fit together. On to the leisure with Josh.
We've got the spelling bee, we've got car problems, and we've got big cat hunting.
Go with car problems.
This white beetle dons a red, white, and blue stripe, regardless of if it's a love bug or fully loaded, but it also has a name, and that's the important part.
Herbie?
Correct!
Nice job.
Where did that rank on the difficulty of the questions? You know, that's not a super modern reference. Regardless, that's a winner. So
I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. I still think Bumblebee was a layup, so that's, you know, whatever.
Were you a Transformers kid?
No.
Okay.
Ryan, we'll put you on hold. Congratulations.
Yeah, sorry, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan. Congratulations.
I wouldn't like. I liked him. I like being a Transformer kid. Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't transform into other things. I was just a regular human.
Didn't try? You never sat in a cardboard box and thought really hard about what if I could turn into a car? Or what's the one where they can turn into animals? Kids turn into animals and you can turn into a bird or whatever. You never read those books? Those might have been a little later. Those feel like a late 90s, early 2000s thing.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. A little more sports or leisure next.
You're in the zone with Jason Anderson.
Be honest, I didn't even know who Jason Anderson was.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, playing a little sports or leisure, 913-3810-810. Presented by Johnny's Tavern. $25 to Johnny's Tavern on the line. Sports or leisure, 913-3810-810. Let's reset the categories. On the sports side, we've got Chiefs postseason, we've got catching Kelce, and we have general NFL questions with a specific Chiefs question in the general, but it's not a Chiefs postseason, so that had to go in its own category. What about leisure?
We got the commonly misspelled word spelling bee, but the two categories really making waves today in the trivia world are car problems involving famous cars from fiction, and big cat hunting involving big tigers from, and at this point, I gave you the one true to life example. So we've got cars and cats and words to spell. What else could you ask for?
We can ask for Joel to come on in and play a little sports or leisure here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Joel, what side do you want to start with, the sports side or the leisure side?
Let's go leisure and car problems, please.
This 1969 Dodge Charger isn't exactly Lightning McQueen, but it does have a number on the side of its bright orange coat of paint. It's a ride fit for a king, or maybe someone slightly less powerful than a king, a prince. No, that's not it either. What movie is this car from?
It's the Dukes of Hazzard, the General Lee.
Less powerful than a king and a prince. You guys get it? The Dukes? Good work.
Got it.
I didn't think, because it was royalty versus the general, and I'm like, where are you going with this? It's you're looking for general out of king, and anyway, onto the sports side, Chiefs postseason, catching Kelce, and NFL.
Let's go Chiefs postseason, please.
All right, Chiefs postseason for you. Travis Kelce has 7 games with 100 or more receiving yards in the postseason, 2 yards away from having number 8. There are only 2 other Chiefs players to ever, or 2 other Chiefs players ever, to have more than 1 100-yard receiving game in the postseason while wearing a Chiefs uniform. Who are they?
I would think one would be Tyreek Hill.
That's correct. That's why I asked for both, because Tyreek seems like the free space. He had 4 for the Chiefs. Kelce's still sitting at 7. I really hope it's number 8 this weekend. And then the only other player to have more than 1 game in their Chiefs career with 100 or more receiving yards.
I'm not looking at anything. I'm going to say Eddie Kinnison.
Eddie Kinnison is incorrect. It's incorrect, Joel. Joel, I appreciate it, man. 913-3810-810. Eddie Kinnison, write that one down. That was a guest. We head to Andrew next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Andrew, what side would you like to start with?
Let's go Cars.
All right, this 1987 American comedy is written, produced, and directed by John Hughes, starring Steve Martin and John Candy. And yeah, I guess it goes well beyond the Cars, but it's at least 33% of what I know about it.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Correct!
A Thanksgiving classic. Thanksgiving classic. That movie has way more of a right to be played in a 24-hour wow. marathon on Thanksgiving than A Christmas Story does on Christmas.
Wow.
Disagree with that.
Well, then you are gone, Andrew. See ya.
Andrew, you know what? Buzzing!
That's the
buzzing
wrong beers. Answer, Andrew.
That was the wrong answer for Jason's question.
You got that one wrong, sir.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, the best answer for Jason is to just agree with whatever he says and you keep it moving.
That's right.
LeBron James.
All right, winner here. There we go. Yeah. All right, on the sports side, we got Chiefs postseason, catching Kelce, and NFL.
Chiefs postseason.
All right, so we got the question out there about the multiple games of 100 yards receiving or more, and we have some fresh ones.
Let's go fresh one.
Okay. There are 5 players in Chiefs history that have at least 100 rushing and receiving yards in their Chiefs postseason career. At least 100 rushing and at least 100 receiving. Name 3.
100.
In their careers. Obviously not in one game. That'd be pretty badass. But in their careers. 5 Chiefs players.
5 Chiefs players. Both.
100 rushing and 100 receiving.
Damian Williams.
Yeah, that's free space always. Damian Williams is one.
Tyreek Hill.
Not
rushing.
Not Tyreek Hill. He did not have the 100 yards rushing. Did not have it. Andrew, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. There's one of those answers down. Need 2 of the other, what would be 4 players to have at least 100 rushing and 100 receiving. Let's go.
We've also closed out the car category. The car has broken down, which also is something Josh McDaniels said recently, I think.
And of course. Ronnie next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Ronnie, sports or leisure, what side would you like to start with, sir?
Let's see. Do we have any of the pun game?
Name is not here today. We have the spelling bee and big cat hunting.
Left.
Remaining, yeah.
Guess we'll do...
I believe in your ability to hunt down this big cat if you were feeling the pun name. If you want to start sports side, though, please, feel free. We're trying to be encouraging.
Okay, I'll do the big cat, whatever.
So excited.
That's actually the name of the category. Big
it actually
cat, whatever.
Is. Look, the most famous tiger in food has really embraced his sporty side, despite the fact that his product is a sugar-blasted bowl of carbohydrates. But, hey, they do taste great.
Frosted Flakes, Tony the Tiger, or what are we?
Yes, Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, a comprehension of the cereal is good. That'll do.
Tony the Tiger. All right,
I forgot the category.
Oh, you're fine. On to the sports side. Chiefs postseason, catching Kelce in NFL.
Chiefs postseason.
All right, so we got 2 questions out there one about the multiple 100-yard receiving games, one about the players to have at least 100 receiving and rushing in their Chiefs career, or we have a couple of freshmen.
And it's 100 receiving and rushing.
Yep, in their career.
Postseason?
Yeah, postseason career only. So there are five players in Chiefs history. Damian Williams was one of them, and need two of the other four because I feel like there's another easy one on the board with that. But we also have fresh questions.
And you only have to get two total?
Yep, three total, two more. Damian Williams.
No, let's just go with a fresh one. I'm not dealing with it.
Okay, very good. Patrick Mahomes had two games in the playoffs last year when he completed 75% or more of his passes. What player holds the Chiefs record for completion percentage in a game as a starting quarterback?
Is this a trick where they only attempted a few passes?
Nope. He was the starting quarterback and played in the whole game, and it was he was the quarterback the entire game.
And this is a non-Patrick Mahomes question?
Yep. Patrick Mahomes, yeah, that is not the trick where Patrick Mahomes has the record, but no, it's a different quarterback.
75%, you said?
It's better than 75%. This person had 77.3%, which is the record.
Well, we didn't punt, so I guess I'm just going to guess Trent Green.
Not a bad guess, but that is incorrect. Ronnie, thank you for playing, sir. Appreciate it. Let's go to Scott next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Scott, sports or leisure?
What's going on, guys?
What is up?
Boy, I've got a couple of guesses on those the Chiefs questions out there, but I don't want to just, completely blow it first question. So can I get a fresh Chiefs playoff history question if you have one?
We got one left. Travis Kelce last year became the all-time leader in postseason touchdowns with 12 in Chiefs postseason history with 12. He now has 14. What player did he pass last year? He was second all-time for the Chiefs going into the postseason last year. He's now first and continuing to extend that lead. What player was first last year?
Receiving touchdowns, you said?
Or postseason touchdowns.
Total, okay.
Just total touchdowns.
Not passing, though, right?
Like, no.
Rushing, yeah. Okay, got it.
Rushing, receiving. Kelce's been receiving.
Yes, correct. Fair.
But
is that right?
Just total touchdowns.
Oh, man, I should have taken a guess on one of the other two questions. Boy. I would love to say Jamal Charles, but he only played in one postseason game, I think.
Yeah, see, volume matters.
I wish I could buzz you for that. It made me sad.
Volume matters.
boy. I'll just throw a dart. Ed Podolak.
Oh, it is not Ed Podolak. It's not Ed Podolak. Scott, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. 913-3810-810. Here's the thing. We X'd out the phone lines because we didn't know how much time we had to play, and now we have wide open phone lines because Beard's just un-X'd them.
Okay. They're sneaking like one after the break, maybe. We get a closer or two in here.
X gonna give it to you. Let's go to Sonny next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Oh, never mind.
Sonny, sports or leisure, what side would you like to start with, sir?
Oh, what's up, players? Let's go with that leisure side. You got the big cats in there.
I got big cats for you, and this one's my favorite, so I hope you get it. Because this comic strip icon seemed to phase back and forth from stuffed to very much alive alongside his 6-year-old maniacal co-pilot. He loved tuna, pouncing on his spiky blonde-haired cohort, and surviving the attack of the deranged mutant killer monster snow goons.
Jeez, dude. I don't know.
Oh, it's packed with the clues. Oh, there's so many clues.
I thought you were just going to just spell the name. Like Briscoe, not you.
Yeah.
Josh, give me that spiel one more time. Buddy.
Oh, God, we don't have all day.
I know.
This comic strip icon seemed to phase back and forth from stuffed to very much alive alongside his 6-year-old maniacal co-pilot. He loved tuna, pouncing on his spiky blonde-haired cohort, and surviving the attack of the deranged mutant killer monster snow goons.
See, I think if you don't know the answer to that, all the other clues aren't going to help you.
I think you're probably right.
If you're not.
Yeah, and I'm.
You're probably right.
Man, that's horrible. I'm gonna, I know it's not the answer, but I'll just shoot it out there. It's Garfield, but it's not. That's my answer, and I'm X'ing out. Please.
Dang.
You guys keep rocking, though. Love you guys.
Sonny, appreciate it.
Thank
man.
You, Sonny. Sorry if I've fallen down in your zone power rankings. I'd understand.
Do we have time to play on the other side, or Beard says no? Well, now I'm sad.
Shane just texted me the answer to that one.
Was it the Wildcats?
Well, I mean, it's a Jungle Cat.
Yeah. I just figured most of Shane's answers are just Wildcats! K-State! Emo! Wabash!
One of the books is called Homicidal Psycho Jungle Cat.
Win the dang day!
Homicidal Psycho Wildcat is what I call Shane.
Love, not hate!
We should tang a break.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
I'm going to get to this point and then I'm going to stop.
Looking forward to it.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, let's get to the answers for the Sports or Leisure. On the sports side, all four of the Chiefs postseason questions I had left did not get answered. So thanks a lot, people.
Can I try to answer all four of them at once? Yeah, let me try to answer all four of them at once.
All right, Travis Kelce became the all-time leader in postseason touchdowns with 12. What player did he pass last year?
Uh-huh. What are the other questions again? You want to go ahead and set up all of them up? I'm going to answer them all at once, actually.
Okay. Travis Kelce's gone 7 games with 100 or more receiving yards in the postseason. There are only 2 other Chiefs to ever have more than one 100-yard receiving game in the postseason. Who are they? Patrick Mahomes had 2 games in the playoffs last year where he completed 75% or more of his passes.
I forgot about this one.
What player holds the Chiefs record for completion percentage in a game as a starting quarterback? And there are 5 players in Chiefs history that have at least 100 rushing and 100 receiving yards in their postseason career. Name 3. Your answer?
Damien Williams.
Damien Williams would be the correct answer to...
Just the one, though, probably,
the
right?
The total touchdowns that he was the leader.
He was the guy that was that Kelce passed.
Kelce passed Damien Williams. Ed Podolak was guest, but Damien Williams is the one. I thought that was the easiest. That's why I saved it for last. 5 players in Chiefs history that have at least 100 rushing and 100 receiving in their Chiefs postseason career. Name 3. Damien Williams was guest already.
So he's got to be on that list.
Marcus Allen was the one that I thought was also the easier one.
Makes sense.
And then 3 other players.
Kareem Hunt do it?
Nope. Mike Garrett, Jerick McKinnon, and Mecole Hardman.
Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, that's right. Multiple 100-yard receiving games in Chiefs postseason history. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and with 2... Sammy Watkins.
Makes sense.
And Alex Smith against Houston in 2016 completed 77.3% of his passes for the Chiefs' all-time record. Any on Leisure?
Hobbs from Calvin and Hobbes.
Ah.
An iconic comic strip. My personal goat. He's a tiger, but the comic is the greatest of all time.
I see where you're going with that. So there we go. You know what I realized?
What'd you realize?
As we had to break and Petro takes over that... With the Chiefs starting at 5:30 on Sunday, I am not going to have a weekend. My entire weekend will be thinking about 5:30 on Sunday. The entire weekend will be, how do I pass the weekend to get to 5:30 on Sunday?
I got a guy.
Okay. Cool. Give him my number.